first man down to block and the second man down to try and recover.
Sanders high up in the air, and Micah Hyde has it, and there he goes! Micah to the house!
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
Good morning, good evening, everybody. This is your host, JV, with the Week 8 preview this week. And so we're coming at you live on Saturday morning, of course. You know how we do here. We may be late to the game, but we're always on time for the action, whatever that means. Anyway, so before we get into the Week 8 preview, why don't we just go ahead and review some of the week's transactions. We had some big transactions, huge transactions this week. We had six total before week eight started, and that happened between Sonic Boom, Jeremy, and BPAC on 10-15, where they had a trade. Vance McDonald traded from Oski to from BPAC to Jeremy, and BPAC gets Gerald Everett, and then Moyne and Caleb trade, which was pretty big because Moyne gets Malcolm Brown and Todd Gurley. Caleb gets Carlos Wentz and Philip Lindsay. I believe Moyne wins that trade. I don't know who wins the Jeremy BPAC trade. And then right after that, BPAC and Caleb trade. BPAC gets TJ Hawksman and Josh Jacobs. And Caleb gets Tyler Lockett. So Lockett bounces around again from BPAC to me, back to BPAC to Caleb. And then I trade with Caleb. He needs some running back help, so I give him Dalvin Cook. And lo and behold, the Patrick Mahomes experiment, I think, is dead. I get Mahomes and Tevin Coleman. And I think Caleb wins that trade. BPAC won the trade with Caleb. Caleb wins this trade because Mahomes is injured, though. I think once he gets back into form, he'll probably be... I think he's going to be on fire towards the end of the season, so he might come in handy. Coleman is a second tier running back. I give up a lot of points with Cook. I'm just hoping that I can make it up with Rodgers in the slot at QB for me, and my wide receivers, which we'll come to in a minute. And then Moyne and I trade. I give Moyne Carlos Hyde, Juju, and Jameis Winston. He needs some QB help. I get Damon Williams, third tier probably running back, Metcalf, second tier wide receiver, and Julian Edelman, first tier wide receiver. And then BPAC immediately sent me a trade offer because he wanted to get Metcalf. So he gave me Metcalf, and I get Gerald Everett, the tight end for the Rams, which I could use a little tight end help. Jared Cook, Jason Witten, and Jimmy Graham. I got too many tight ends. They're all kind of around the same area. Witten's on the bye. Cook seems to be on the downslope. And then Jimmy Graham looks to be like he's becoming more of the part of the Saints offense. But we'll see. Maybe Everett turns out to be a a better fit for my team, but we'll see. And yeah, six trades in 1 week. I'm not sure if that's the record or not. I know we had a lot of trades last week as well too, but hey, keep them coming. I don't know when the trade deadline ends. I think soon. So let's, you know, shake up the league and make our teams look like they have like they don't look like how we drafted them. Anyway, I get trades coming out the nose. That's the I think the highlights of the transactions of week post week seven. This coffee's so good. Again, early Saturday morning for you guys. I know usually we do a Halloween episode. I'm kind of not lazy. I'm just, maybe we'll throw in some Halloween sounds. It takes a while to process all that post-production. And I'm trying to get this out for y'all. Maybe the week 8 recap that I'll do later this week, we'll have, or later next week, we'll have some Halloween stuff to it. Anyway, so why don't we get right into the week 8 preview. So me versus Papa Cabin, roger that. Looks like I'm going to give A-Rod the start again. He looks like he's hitting his stride. And with that said, I'm going to pick me this week. I think this may be the first time in the last 7 weeks I've actually picked myself, just because I haven't been totally confident with my team. I've got Odell back. Juju is gone, but I've got Edelman. Hopefully he can start this week. I know he's a little banged up. Papa's got Brady and James John Connor. Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
Going against some bad teams. So they'll get theirs, but I think I've got more weapons in my scoring arsenal this week. Perm versus Linda. Will Linda lose two in a row this week? Survey says Linda has some spots to fill, but I think she'll recover this week, especially since Watson's going against my horrible Raiders secondary. Saints D is playing a mediocre cards team, and Perm's starting Rudolph since Lamar's out on the bye. So, you know, here's hoping he doesn't take another shot to the chops like he did a few weeks ago, which was pretty scary. But I don't know if I don't, I just with that Pittsburgh team, they don't losing Ben, who I think is the heart of that team, losing Antonio Brown, losing Bell. They just don't seem like the same team. So I'm actually surprised that Rudolph is getting the start here. This may have changed since I was writing these notes a few days ago. Perm's wide receivers look good, but I think it'll come down to the QBs this week. That's why I'm going with Linda. Nima versus Caleb. Fade in. It's a cold, rainy night. Thunder rings out. Lightning illuminates the street below. Sean Caleb is hunched over, soaking wet, kneeling in the gutter. A single streetlight shines down on him. His tears mix with the rain, so both become indistinguishable from one another. He cries out, but the thunder drowns him out. Suddenly, silence. In between the lightning and the thunder, it's not a Garth Brooks song, a whisper can be heard, a whisper that grows into a song. We hear it against the backdrop of the rain hitting the cobblestone street. But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be so different from this life I'm living, so different now from what it seemed. Now life has killed the dream I dreamed. So basically what I'm saying is Caleb's going to lose this week. Moyne versus AJ. AJ continues to rely on Captain Kirk, though he could have traded with me as I had some good QBs. But he's trying to do it on his own, going out there and be somebody. I think Moyne's team is too good, even with injuries to Ryan and Edelman. Now that I shouldn't say Edelman. Since I have Edelman now, probably Ryan and Juju, Now that Moyne has Gurley with the trade from Caleb, I think he and Jeremy will be battling it out in the Super Bowl. That's my prediction. You heard it here first. Jeremy versus BPAC. BPAC has made so many trades, he doesn't even know who's on his team anymore. He's had more changes to his team than Diddy has names. He's had more trades than trading spaces. He's had more changes to his lineup than Law & Order detectives. But unlike Jerry Orbach and Chris Noth, BPAC won't be getting his man. Or win. Jeremy is running at full strength this week, and like Denzel in that train movie, no, the other train movie, he's unstoppable. Jason versus Sam. Both teams are 3-4, and after this weekend, someone will be 4-3. That sounds like a Booger McFarlane analysis right there. But who? I think the difference comes down to one player, and that player is McCaffrey. If the Niners are for real and they can stop McCaffrey, then this game belongs to Sam. So it's a coin toss, and I think that'll come down. I think that'll be the difference maker, so I'm going to pick Sam for the win.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it!
All right, folks, thanks for sticking around for the Week 8 recap. I'll be back next week to give you the preview. I'll be back next week to give you the recap. So happy Halloween, I guess. I don't know if y'all are participating or dressing up or whatever you're doing. Hopefully the kids have fun if you have kids. And remember, I'll see you at the game.
I had a dream my life would be.
You look like a man-o-lantern.